tomorrow's Valentine's Day. It's going to be exciting. This is, like, the first year that I'm, like, actually pumped for Valentine's Day. Usually, I don't know, like, usually in, like, high school and things like that, I was one of those kids. I was like, let's wear all black and hate everyone that's dating someone. And it was just, like, stupid and weird. And now I'm just, like, I love it. It's, like, pretty colors and people are being nice to each other. And there's always chocolate. And then the day after Valentine's Day, not only are there, like, all these great candy sales, but it's also just my favorite day of the year.
Everyone's pregnant.
Ew.
Let me tell you my beef with Valentine's Day. My beef with Valentine's Day is that I hate pink, and that's a big problem. There's a lot of it, and I'm not prepared to accept that. So.
You can go blood red Valentine's Day.
Why not, like,
colors?
Seafoam green Valentine's
that's,
Day.
Because that's Christmas.
Because that shit's busted.
Seafoam green is not.
Seafoam
Christmas.
Green is, like,
my
hardly
Christmas.
Acceptable for, like, Easter.
Your mom.
I hate seafoam oh, green. But, oh my god, that's funny because there's that, never mind, I'm not going to talk about that. Actually, I am. There's that song by Incubus called Are You In? And he says it's so much easier when seafoam green is in fashion. And it's not really important, but, like, part of the reason that February 15th is one of my favorite days is because it's Brandon Boyd's birthday.
Mm.
And, like, I've always loved that. I've always loved that.
That he was born. It's a day of celebration.
Well, Tim, it's also Connor Oberst's birthday, and it's also, like, this fine kid from my high school's birthday. So there's a lot of things that I could really get down on that
maybe
day.
Either, so either, all right, accepting the hypothesis that all of their moms and dads did it on Valentine's Day, they were either born the next day or a full 12 months in one day. After.
What if maybe they were born 9 months? Like they were conceived 9 months
before
that. That
no.
Doesn't happen.
That's crazy.
People only
that
get pregnant on Valentine's Day.
That's true.
And they only give birth the day after.
Exactly.
I want everyone to know that your birthday is a lie.
I am okay with that.
So yeah, we got some tunes for you. Oh, I'm tired. Yeah, I started a new job yesterday.
Jorb.
And great Jorb! And I'm just wiped out. And it's not even that like challenging, but I... Ooh, yeah. It's one of those. One of those.
Do you have a good first song? I don't know.
Why not? Yep, sure.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to start with something a little sad. It's because I've been listening to it a lot lately. It's really none of your business.
But don't get sad.
Well, I mean, they're all sad. Yeah, okay, fine, yes.
Good.
Woo! Okay. I hope you guys are pumped for this, because it's happening right now. Hold on a second.
Whether you like it or not.
Okay. Peace and love, bros.
Shutter clicked, but the film did not go round. The shutter clicked, but the film did not go round. I touch these strings, but cannot touch the sound. Take a train to a bus and then into the air. Take a train to a bus and then into the air. If I had wings, I'd follow you up there. Girl, you know I hate to see you go. I hate to see you go, but the sunlight follows you right down the road. Just the thought of you makes me wanna cry. me wanna cry. This deep well of tears has just run dry. You showed me just how easy love could be. Just how silly love could be. But everything you showed me gracefully. Everyone's gotta leave their love sometime. Everyone's gotta leave their love sometime. If not now, then at the end of your lifetime. Touchy strings, but cannot touch the sound. Not for all the
realize now that's a lot of love.
I said that I wasn't going to play anything sad, and then I just put stuff in a row, and it ended up being really sad.
I thought you said you were going to.
Oh, well, whatever I did, it was sad.
Yeah.
Whatever my intention was. Mm. The first song was The Film Did Not Go Round by Nada Surf, and then the second song was Not For All the Love in the World by The Thrills. Those are both pretty old, but whatever, because whatever, really, whatever. Whatever.
Right.
Sorry about, like, the technical issues at the beginning. One of our cords is broken because...
We're in the yurt.
We have great resources. Yeah, regardless. Life is a bitch. Wow. Whoa. Let's talk a little bit. Asha, do you have Valentine's plans?
Yeah.
What are they?
I'm building a set in the theater, because that's where I live now, I guess. And I'm reading a book.
Woo-woo. Those, yeah. I mean, I meant like Valentine's related plans, not just like things you would do on a Sunday that just so happens to be Valentine's Day.
Well, they're the same for me, so.
No letters to your secret admirer.
So you're saying that you have a loveless life, is really.
Yeah, okay. Just the way I like it.
Asher woke up alone this morning and he was happy!
Because yes.
Asher almost got date raped last night.
It happens too many nights.
Oh, God. My laugh has gotten worse and worse.
Something is, like, written on my face that says, like, gullible.
DTF.
DTF.
Gullible and down to fuck.
Okay.
If that's anyone, that's you.
Bless you.
I had to cough.
Uncuff. Occidental.
Uncle Occidental. I gotta tell you guys though, like, literally and truly, I don't want anything more than to just go to bed at like 10:05.
Yeah, I'm gonna have some fun sleep tonight.
It's because I got woken up asshole early by some biddies and like I'm just not into it. I'm so tired.
Why?
They were up so early, were they not?
Damn the biddies.
Yeah, man.
Damn them to hell.
The best part is like after that whole thing went down. This girl came in today to get her phone back, and I had yelled at her this morning, so I hid in the bathroom until she left. A good 10 minutes.
Her phone was not there. Fun fact.
Yeah, fun fact was she went all the way back here for no reason, but so I could spend a good couple minutes in the bathroom pretending like I was taking a huge poop.
She was hella distraught.
Good.
The most. Good.
Whatever.
Wow.
I guess we should play more music. I don't know.
I guess so. Turned into a
vendetta
discussion.
I just call everyone a bitch, and no one should take that personally. And if you do, you're a bitch.
Yeah, all right, I'll play some music because I don't have anything else to do. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna play this high school band that my friend just showed me, and they blew my expectations.
Can I tell you something first?
No, that wasn't just
yeah.
That, like, I had some soup earlier, and, like, it was good soup. It was really good. But I just burped, and it tasted exactly like KFC. And, like, I...
Did you eat that?
No! I had soup and a salad.
Your body's got the recipe. The secret recipe for KFC is inside you.
That's pretty gross, but I'll do it.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
What are you gonna do?
I don't know! Just play some music and don't listen to me anymore.
All right. Well, yeah. So this band's called Vitamin Seed, and I hope you guys like them. They're from Newton, Mass.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enjoy this shit.
Sometimes
Numbers. The first was Vitamin Seed with their song Feed.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, high school band from Newton, Mass.
And
somebody's going to be famous.
Yeah, we were all really digging that.
Yeah,
so
I'll give you that album.
Know.
It
okay.
is mad good.
Great.
After that was Echo and the Bunnymen covering People Are Strange. Which The Doors wrote, I guess. I just
we
found
learned.
Out. No, I've always known that.
I just found
oh
out.
That's a lot.
I want you guys to know. I mean, everyone that's listening. All you listeners. There's a new Animal Collective album out. And I'm going to give it a listen.
Let you know how it goes.
And let you know how it goes. But I can, if the trend is going to continue as it has, it's probably going to be really bad.
Yeah, you're really mad at them.
I'm not mad at them. It's just that, like, they just have gone downhill, and that's okay.
They just betrayed us.
They betrayed me. I mean, they betrayed my trust.
Yeah.
Also, okay. Do you know that band? What's it called? It's like the mixtapes or something. It's like
Pablo.
A new. Not Petey Pablo. I think it's called the Mixtapes.
Okay.
That and another band. They've gotten like really large lately. I haven't heard of them in my life, and I've gotten a lot of flack for not knowing. And I was just thinking about it because I saw them when I was perusing the internet.
Perusing.
The interwebs.
The internet.
What you meant.
Also, okay, is it Portishead or is it placebo? That's, like, cool.
I think it's placebo. They just had a...
Ooh, yeah, I don't know which one is which.
Placebo just had the song for that vampire movie. That I saw and can't remember the name of.
Is that the one with Ethan Hawke?
Yeah.
That looked gross. What's that
it
called?
It was really... Daybreakers.
Kids, I wanted to see that so
was
bad.
It good?
That placebo song is catchy
Far
as shit.
For their blood.
Yeah, it's not good, but it's worth seeing. It's worth downloading.
Right.
I was going to say Red.
What if it was like Redbox, like a dollar? Also, how weird is that? That like Blockbuster's become totally obsolete.
Right.
And I have some good memories of like going to Blockbuster with my family at night.
Dude, renting PlayStation N64
games.
Oh,
yeah, I used to rent the Simpsons games.
Hell yeah. My God.
And they got their asses handed to them. What can you do?
Times is hard.
Oh, my God. You just Sweeney Todded all of us. No, I don't know. I think it's sad because it takes away that whole experience. Plus, red boxes are weird.
It doesn't take away the experience.
I think it does.
You
whole,
already
like,
have the experience.
No, like the whole perusal of the videos.
No, you take that.
And like the smell of a Blockbuster.
Yeah.
And like getting to buy those big tubs of popcorn and candy. And
yeah.
I don't know.
What scares me about it is that if people decide that the same thing should happen with, like, books or something, I would just be like, whoa.
I'm not ready for that change.
I don't know if it will. Books are so, like...
What if print media becomes obsolete and we only use Kindles?
Oh
I hate
God.
Kindles.
You'll have to kill
Dude.
Me.
I hate Kindles.
All right, first of all, the iPad is something you use for menstruation. Second of all...
We've been talking about
right.
that.
I know, dude.
When it's time to change it, you hear music.
Exactly.
Did you do the second point? Or
really convenient or really inconvenient?
No, that was...
In class.
That was the second point.
Someone's like, yo, dude, your vagina's stinging. You're like, BRB.
Oh, my God.
Can I get a bathroom pass?
The subtlety. That was like in high school.
What if you said it to vibrate?
Oh, my God.
That's like the girls in high school who sometimes went to the bathroom with their purse and sometimes without, so you always knew.
That was the worst. And, like, I mean, as
that
a girl.
Several things.
No, but, like, as a girl, like, that was always a big fear.
Yeah.
Like, being like, oh, God, I'm going to take my purse in here and everyone's going to know
right.
that I'm all up on. Like, it shouldn't matter.
It
does.
At a certain age that unless you're really unhealthy, you're just menstruating. And if you're not,
I mean,
I don't know what to do.
I think that. I mean, I went to public school, so everyone that I was at school was kind of an idiot, or they were like a douche or a bro. So, if they could find a reason to pick on you, especially
yeah.
if it had to do with like a time when you were incredibly emotional, they were gonna go for your throat. Like that's just the way things
and
are.
And my throat, I mean, huh?
I mean your vagina, your vagine.
Vagine.
Okay, well maybe I'll play some music.
Word.
I'm feeling better than I did earlier, so I'm gonna play some good stuff.
Oh,
as you
cool.
all know, my first favorite record label is Elephant Six Collective. Elephant
What's
Six. Anticon.
Yeah.
I like records. I love labels. I love record labels. I love music.
You said first favorite.
Oh, well, I have two favorites. Anyway, I'm going to play some stuff from them, off of Elephant Six. It's Apples and Stereo. You'll figure out what song it is later when I tell you.
Cha.
Cha.
Anything.
La, 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 la.
No.
Shine.
increases the chance of misinterpretation.
So let your hips do the talking. Smile by really getting into the swing.
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 I'd rather dance. I'd rather dance than talk with you.
Bring it up, bring it up. Guess who's back? Back again. Katie's back. Tell a friend.
I'm back too.
We're all back. Ooh, the big mic is still
I
on.
Might not be.
Carrie's never back.
I never will.
Anyway, the songs you just heard, which were good songs, Strawberry Fire by The Apples in Stereo, and I'd Rather Dance with You by Kings of Convenience. I don't know. I really don't know about that one. I played it. You listen to it. I might have hated it.
It's all right. We all love and hate.
That was my mouth, P.S.
Oh, my God.
Not like someone else's bum.
Yeah, no one really knows for sure.
That's the good part. That's the beauty of radio. Okay, how do you say that word? What? I feel like an idiot.
Radio?
Beauty?
No,
radio.
It's like the anonymous, but like the noun for it.
Anonym?
This word.
Anonymity?
Anonymity. Okay, yeah. Because, like, I know how to say it. I know I just sound like a total idiot, but I always fuck it up.
Anonymity.
I don't know. I feel like anonymity. I guess I was right.
Anonymity.
The spelling to the pronunciation.
Yeah. I don't know. I do that a lot. And I also say strategy instead of strategy.
Strategy.
Well, it sounds better. It just sounds better. Because it's like tragedy.
I recently heard someone...
Oh, yeah.
The fucking scientist.
No, but it was a really ridiculous set of circumstances. Anyway.
You can get way closer to the mic. It'll be good. It'll be good.
I'm up on it. So I was watching this weird, I guess a seminar, of this, like, neuroscientist, and she was giving a lecture. And instead of, she was talking about, like, nuclear imaging or something, and she called it nuclear imaging, and I died everywhere.
Oh.
I'm sorry, when you have that degree, that shouldn't happen.
Yeah. George Bush isn't a scientist, so he can get away with it.
He's a cheerleader. That's what he's got going on. And the decider.
He's also, like, known for being a little bit off the cuff with his pronunciation and understanding of words.
I was really going to go somewhere inappropriate.
I don't know. Like, at the same time, like, I'm not trying to bash anyone. What? I, like, yelled at some bitches this morning.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not really comfortable talking badly about George Bush.
Oh,
like,
my God. Yeah.
It's the only way is to make fun of him to make up for all the anguish he's caused.
Hoy, agreed.
Hoy, hoy, hoy. I was in the car today with sound design people because we went to New Haven. This girl had her iPod on shuffle and the Dixie Chicks came on. And I was like, you know what? This isn't as bad as I probably would have thought it was. Like, if someone asked me, like, are the Dixie Chicks a bad band? I probably, like, now, after today, I probably wouldn't say no.
You want real talk? I used to love Dixie Chicks.
Yeah,
I'm really in sync with you on that.
Oh, my God, in sync? Woo!
Yeah. There. I got love. That's all I know.
Speaking of love, you should play some music.
Yeah, I'm going to. I think this...
I love music.
Janice is a good Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Janice, if there's one thing that Valentine's Day reminds me of, it's Southern comfort.
And penis.
Penis. Growling voices. And a lot of cocaine.
Yeah. Ditto.
That's Valentine's Day.
That's what
it's
it
not
is.
The colors. It's not the love. It's not the food. It's not the flowers. The Valentine's Day food.
Who cooks for you?
Everyone.
Oh, my God.
No. I mean, I don't know. People go out a lot for dinner and things.
True, true.
I'll stay home.
Yep.
we'll have the rest of you going out to dinner in our thoughts.
Oh, my God.
And we're going to take you out
to
dinner.
I'll be in a corporeal sense.
A corporeal sense of home.
What? Don't burn in hell and play some music. All
right. I'm going to take you guys on a date right now.
I'm going to take you guys on a date. Okay, moving on.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
You just heard music.
Tell us what it was, bro. Tell us what it was.
First you heard Janis Joplin with Summertime, and then you heard Horse Feathers. Horse Feathers. With their song, Curse of Weeds. This is Metal Hour.
Oh.
What's a cur?
A cur is like
a,
that's something straight out of Shakespeare. It's like,
it's a goddamn dog.
Does it mean dog?
Like
they always say like you cur.
It's an aggressive dog or one that is in poor condition, especially a mongrel. Informal, a contemptible man.
I do what I can.
Nice.
I do everything.
Carrie knows everything.
Wait, so it's just like weird dogs hanging out in the weeds? Is the song?
Yeah, dude.
Tight.
Okay. I love dogs.
I love weeds.
Yeah, so we all love that.
More than that, we love that this is going to be our last song, I think. Because let's face it, I'm tired. Am I right? I'm right.
Are you right?
Only you can know when you're ready for more or ready for less.
There's no more or less in this world. That's all I'll say.
I don't like the binary of more against less. I prefer to use silence.
Oh my god. I too prefer that.
Yeah.
But I also detest it.
You need to get tested?
I said I
don't
detest
we all.
It. I detest it.
Mm.
Do we all? Ooh yeah, getting tested.
I want to write a song about getting tested.
I don't.
I just did. Want to hear it?
Yes, please.
Oh. I really didn't,
oh,
so.
Oh.
That was going to be all you.
Oh.
Anyway, are you guys ready to wrap this up? I'm sorry
know.
That, like, today wasn't really a heavy music day. It usually is.
Heavy music.
Heavy music. No, it's like we only played, like, 9 songs. I feel bad that we got here kind of late. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter. No one's listening. Oh, my God. Let's do whatever the hell we want.
Right?
What the heck can I put on? I want to put on the most vulgar. I won't. I still want to listen to Jeff Buckley.
Do your worst.
Really, please?
Can I put on something long?
Just put on Jeff, and then I'll play one more song. I really want to play the Samba song that came from literally nowhere.
What is it?
Literally nowhere?
You can't tell me? You can't tell me? Okay,
not
well, I'm going to put on
the
song then.
Never mind. Yeah, do it. The one that you thought we already played that we didn't?
It's going to be totally out of place.
I know. I just thought it'd be a nice, like, way to wrap it up.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't have a groove. I only have love.
Your groove is under my foot.
Your groove is love.
Now I want someone badly. Got a girl here tonight. Want someone new. Someone new. A little
Jeff Buckley with I Want Someone Badly. I don't know. I thought I'd put it on for Valentine's Day. It's kind of weird. I don't really support the decisions I made tonight musically.
I hope that everyone in the world who's listening, because that's everyone.
Yep.
All of you people out there, listen to my voice. I need to tell you something really important, so you better be listening. And that's that if you don't have a Valentine, you know what you should do? You should go to your local haberdashery and have them make you something really nice to wear on your head. Because really, that's all you need. If you've got a good hat, you're made.
Oh, so we're talking about hats?
Yeah.
Okay, I just thought you meant anything for your head. Like maybe a wrap.
No, dude. The haberdashery.
I know what I have.
Get that shit made. Get that shit custom. Get it fitted. And
support your local haberdasher.
And rock it, you know? Who needs men, women, things, whatever you're into when you have...
Things, zucchinis,
some
cats.
Some nice ass headwear. Not ass
antlers.
Headwear, but, you know.
Nice ass.
Nice ass headwear. And that's really what's important. If you guys
that's
take anything, if anyone ever listens to anything that I say in my life, I want it to be what I just said. And that's...
Get a hat.
Yeah, honestly.
Also, come visit me at Booklink Bookstore on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays because I work there now and I don't want to be alone.
All right. Happy Valentine's Day, bitches.
God. Je t'aime.